The way God intended to be is never for the man by himself, nor for a woman by herself. He intended it to be for the male and the female to bring up that child and to release that child into all their full potential. So, you know, sometimes you listen to some of the statements that are being made and you realize how contradictory, but sometimes people don't see it as that. Even in child rearing, that is one of the reasons why the statistics are overwhelming today with the absence of fatherlessness in the home. That's why it's so overwhelming. I wonder sometimes if it's coincident that in the different categories that we have, rapist, murder, juvenile, runaway, incarcerated, I wonder if it is coincident. I believe that because of the absence of the male figure, that male influence in our from the home, from the school, from the church and the society at large, I believe that's why we're having some of those problems that we're having.
Long ago, I remember going down the road to Lyme. But then when I go down the road, I better not pass a big man and not say good morning. Even though him and my parents just fell away for whatever reason, I still had to say hello or good day. But today, what are we finding? Those same issues, somebody from the old school would say, you know, you need to say good morning, and the kids would ramp and rave, and they go home to mommy and or daddy, and instead of us saying, you know, you ought to say good morning, you're now having parents rushing to that person in front of the child and displaying a level of disrespect. Men are the disciplinarian. Notice that if you have a child doing something wrong, and mommy says sit down, the child laugh and giggle. Let the man say sit down and see what happens. There's just a difference.